Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. Ellensburg Police Chief Ken Wade reported to the Ellensburg City Council Monday that the city's overall crime rate was down in 2023, but there remain areas of concern. Wade said the city saw decreased aggravated assault, property destruction, and robbery, and Ellensburg recorded its lowest crime rate in 20 years. The city saw increases in rape, juvenile crime, and motor vehicle thefts. The Ellensburg Downtown Association's Night Market is from 4 to 8 p.m. today on Pine Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues. There will be vendors from across the state, food, music, and children's crafts. And KVH hosts its annual rodeo barbecue from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the hospital's Southside parking lot today. The menu includes barbecue ribs, German sausage, potato salad, fresh fruit, ice cream, and beverages. Tickets are $16 for general admission and can be purchased at the KVH front desk before the event. And these two events will lead to road closures today. Pine Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues will be closed from 1 to 9 p.m. for the Ellensburg Night Market, and Spokane Avenue will be closed from Chestnut to Whitman Street from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the annual KVH Rodeo Barbecue. The Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce presents an instructional workshop to assist those filling out a 2025 Consolidated Lodging Tax Application. That's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Thursday at the Business Development Center. That's at 216 North Pennsylvania Avenue in Clee Ellum. This grant is for funding 2025 projects and events. The Senior Lounge at the Kittitas County Fair needs volunteers. The lounge is a welcoming, air-conditioned environment with soft cushioned chairs for seniors that kick up their feet and relax. Volunteer shifts are in two-hour increments from late morning to early evening. Volunteers do receive a free pass to the fair. Contact the Adult Activity Center for more information. The county fair runs from August 29th through September 2nd. Spiced Rye performs in the final of the Concerts in the Park series at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at Alder Street Park. People are encouraged to bring snacks, blankets, dinner, and chairs to this family-friendly event. And the Ellensburg Downtown Association's Hoedown in the Downtown and the Rodeo City Rib Fest by Smokey's Barbecue. Those are Saturday and Sunday at Unity Park in downtown Ellensburg. Chance McKinney headlines the Hoedown, performing Saturday night. Jukebox Central and Kitty May are the opening acts. The Rib Fest competition and judging starts at noon Saturday. Rodeo City Rib Fest Kids Q will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, and that features a watermelon and pie-eating contests, family games, and activities. Today is the first day of practice for all high school sports except football. Football practices started on August 16th. The high school football season begins on September 2nd. Ellensburg, Clee Ellum, Roslyn, and Kittitas all open with home games. Fans will get a chance to see the CWU soccer and volleyball teams in exhibition matches this week and weekend. The Wildcat soccer team hosts the University of British Columbia at 5 p.m. Friday and the University of Victoria at noon Sunday. The Wildcats volleyball team welcomes Eastern Washington University for an exhibition match at 1 p.m. Saturday. The Fish Open Table Lunch is ham steaks, cheesy potatoes, mixed vegetables, and peaches. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clee Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clee Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 78 degrees. Sunset is at 8:01 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 51 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 20 miles per hour. You can find all of this news on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.